prepared. How is it now as you guys are working into it here in camp?
It's been super good. You know, it's super competitive. You know, the last 3 days we've been competing a lot, playing super fast, and, you know, everyone's pretty much picking it up pretty fast, so it's been good to see.
How do you think it maybe translates into and throughout the season?
I think it'll be, you know, a little bit smoother during camp. I mean, during the season, you know, right now during camp, guys are going super fast and stuff and trying to still learn it a little bit. But I think during the season, we'll be so prepared that, you know, the game will be easier since we practice so hard.
One of the things Tomas said yesterday, I wanted to make it like when teams play us, it's like going to the dentist. Defensively, what are you guys doing to create havoc and to create some issues for another team?
Yeah, I'll just say being disruptive. You know, we're sending, I don't want to give too much of it, but, you know, a lot of five guys are picking up full and stuff like that is creating havoc and making other team, you know, play fast. So, you know, most teams don't want to play too fast. They want to play at their own pace. So I think our goal is to try to speed teams up and just, you know, get them unorganized.
Do you think the team has a good mix of different types of defenders, not just bigs versus guards, mm-hmm. but just different? I mean, Jalen's really sound. KCP's got a lot of steals on his resume. Do you mm-hmm. think that there's some variety there that will help you?
Yeah, I think this year, you know, we definitely had a lot of variety of guys that were, you know, good defenders last year got better this year. And then just adding this little bit of disruptiveness is going to help us a lot because we got guys flying all over the court. Everyone's kind of helping for each other. We're talking a lot more, so I think it's going to be good to see.
Do you have any idea whether your role is going to stay the same or change, or you've had any conversations with coaching staff from last year this year?
Not really. I think it's only the season or two.
What about defensively with the perimeter guys? Who do you think right now, like what's the competition like between you guys? KCP Kenny was saying that, you know, it's a lot of competition when it comes to you and the other perimeter defenders. What's that been like?
Just who would be the most disruptive. You know, we're all picking up full, so it's been super, you know, any guy that's picking up full knows how hard it is conditioning-wise, so mm-hmm. we're pushing each other on both ends of the floor, I would say.
Who's been the most disruptive so far?
I'm always going to say myself. I feel like everyone has been, you know, KCP. But I feel like even the guys that you would not think so much are also picking up full, so it's good to see everyone doing it.
Someone once talked about the chippiness that you get to after the first day of camp and guys start realizing, okay, we're competing for jobs. What has some of that chippiness been like, even on a competitive level?
Yeah, I think it's been good. You know, it's a lot of trash talk, but it's also healthy at the same time because guys are going out there competing for jobs and just, you know, trying to make each other better. I would say that it's super competitive. Everyone's going at it. Everyone's trying to win every drill. You know, a lot of different drills, a lot of different games we're playing and just trying to win every one.
How has this training camp been different for you from some of the others that you've been involved in?
I would say more competitive. You know, a lot more games, a lot more competition and stuff like that, and a lot more guys getting after it and, like, super intense. Like, I even talked to, you know, Kenny about it. He was like, man, that was intense. So, as you know, it's new for him, so obviously it's going to be new for me.
Who is winning today in all those competitions? Was there someone who was showing, you know, top of multiple different situations? The biggest.
It's more so like team-wise. It's more so team, so you can't really track who's winning the most because, you know, every drill is a little different. Some teams win, some team win another drill, so.
You guys were first in pace last year, so how much faster is this training camp than last year? You're still talking about speed. Like, how much faster are y'all going on stuff?
It seems like we're playing a lot faster, so I don't know, it's going to be surprising to see the numbers, but I feel like we're a lot faster this year and also picking up, so I feel like we're going to make the other team play faster. So I think ultimately it's going to help our offense get a little bit more faster as well. So I like to see the numbers, but we feel like we're going to be playing a lot more faster.
And what's the competition like, or just like how do you see yourself fitting with you and Ty Jerome together this year?
Yeah, I think I'm a combo guard, so I can play the one of the two. Last year coming off the bench, I was kind of the main ball handler. So this year having Ty, having Ja, I feel like this adds another dynamic guard to our lineup. So, you know, I've been playing with Ty most of the training camp and just playing off the ball, playing on the ball, and I feel like it's been helping me a lot just because I could spot up or I could play on the ball, and whichever one gets it could push it. So I'm kind of helping him, he's helping me.
At the end of last season, you talked about reducing turnovers as a personal goal. Mm-hmm. That was sort of a problem for the whole team last season. Mm-hmm. Is there a relationship between or a tension between the speed you're trying to play at, but also trying to maintain the ball control? Is that like something that the whole team sort of has to work on, the ball handlers in particular?
Yeah, I think that was like an issue last year because we were playing so fast. But like I said, we're playing so fast in practice that in the game, hopefully it slows down for us. So we're able to slow down and see the game a little bit slower and, you know, make quick decisions and make the right decisions. So they're just trying to play fast and try to, you know, limit those turnovers.
What do you think about Cedric Cowart so far?
I think he's been super impressive. I think I've been on his team every day. So, you know, I've been enjoying being on this team. It's been fun to play with him offensively, defensively. Yeah, he's been really good.
Is he kind of looking like what you expected him to be, you know, based on you know, where he was drafted and stuff like that? Like, how's he coming along?
I think he kind of exceeded my expectations. I never really saw any of his highlights, but I played, I've been around, like, top picks, and I feel like he's been one of the better ones I've ever seen. So I don't know what he was drafted for, defense or offense, but he's been kind of exceeding whatever I thought he was going to be because he's a really good defender, but he's also really good on offense. So I feel like he's better than I thought he was going to be.
What are your thoughts on being back in Nashville, and how do you feel about the fan base that represents the Grizzlies in Nashville?
Yeah, I think it's good. Last year, you know, we came out here as well and saw, like, the fan base, and I don't really know that many Grizzlies fans in Nashville, but I think it's good to be back. You know, I went to college here, so it's always good to be back.
Did you go to any spots, any of your favorite restaurants or any sites that you saw?
Nah, not really. I don't really have too many restaurants out here, but just being around the team, you know, we went to a couple spots, but it's been good.
Anything else?
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.